These are stories about what we believe. Our opinions are important to us, and we want to share them with you. Our opinions reflect who we are as people. These are stories about what we believe to be true. Take a moment to experience our thoughts and ideas. Listen in and learn about us. We are Stuart's 6th grade stars. Welcome to our stories.
Hi, I'm Charlotte, and this I believe. I believe that most good things come out of bad things. Sometimes you're in a hard situation, and either way it goes, it's not the way you want it to end. But sometimes it's happening for a reason, and afterwards something good will happen, sometimes better than what was going to happen in the first place. A good example of this is the COVID-19 pandemic. When I was in third grade, most schools around the country shut down because of the COVID-19 outbreak. A lot of schools around had remote learning for the last few months of the school year. This is not how anyone had imagined 2020 beginning, and was not a great start to the year. In the fall, our school was still planning to continue with remote learning for the next year. My parents thought it would be difficult to learn everything over Zoom and computers for the next year, so they decided to homeschool us. Our family friends were thinking the same thing and also decided to homeschool. Even though this is not how I imagined my fourth grade year, I can imagine how different my life would have been without it, because a lot of the knowledge I got from it, I still have, and I learned a lot about things I never learned before. Like, I learned all the way through history, starting with explorers who explored North America. I didn't just gain knowledge, I also gained more responsibility, more perseverance, and got better at working with a team. This is just one example of good coming out of bad. Another way of saying this is look on the positive side, see the glass half full, and think what good can come out of this. A lot of times people worry about if you're going to get into a good college or make the soccer team, but sometimes if you don't get into it or you don't make the team, the outcome will be better than the original outcome. Like you get into a better college or you find out you like hockey better than soccer. Something similar just happened to me. I'd been swimming on a team for 4 years, and this year I decided to stop and take a break for a while. When I stopped at the end of the summer, I needed a new sport to do, and I chose field hockey. I ended up liking field hockey almost as much as I love swimming. If you think about this every time and find something good that can come out of it, even if it's little, you will become a more positive thinker, and you won't be frustrated if something doesn't go your way. You just have to remember to stay positive and believe in yourself. This I believe.
Stuart Star Stories is produced by Stuart and Company, with additional reporting by Room 35 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Ms. Stewart. Our editor is Mrs. K. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Stuart Star Stories is a Room 35 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.